the dove, the cross, and the right hand of God. In dealing with the children of men, God has given several prophecies that are replicas, but they bring out different and outstanding truths. In Daniel 2, we have the head of gold, and you remember that, don't you? And that represented which kingdom? And then we had the arms of silver, and that power represented. And then we had the belly of brass, belly and thighs of brass, and that represented. You're good scholars. And the legs of iron, and the feet and toes. You're good students. Well, you know, God also gave this in the 7th chapter of the book of Daniel. And I'm not talking on that tonight, but I will be talking on that Sunday night. Don't miss it. This will be one of the most important messages that I've presented. Both Sabbath and Sunday will be very, very important. Did I miss Friday night? You need to come Friday night. Follow me very carefully, friends. Daniel was standing on the river Ulai, and he saw pass before his eyes a ram with two horns. He looked, and one horn was higher than the other. Then as he looked, he saw a he-goat. And he came so swiftly that his feet didn't touch the ground, and he ran into that ram with fury. He was angry. He trampled it down, and no one could deliver the ram out of the goat's hand. Then he looked, and he saw that this ram had a notable horn. And he was looking, and then he saw presently that that horn was broken. And another little horn came up from among them. Daniel didn't know what this all meant, but he knew how to find an answer. He began to pray. And the angel Gabriel was there. And a voice between the banks of Ulai called and said, "Gabriel, make this man understand the vision." Aren't you glad that God knows our need and answers our prayer? And I'm talking from the 8th chapter at the present time of the book of Daniel. And here the angel Gabriel is telling Daniel what this means. What does the ram represent? What does the he-goat represent? What did that notable horn was sticking out and finally was broken, after which a little horn came up? What did it all mean? Do you have your Bibles? The 20th verse. "The ram which thou sawest having two horns are the kings of whom?" Now, God is so marvelous, he just points it out to us. Now, do you remember the arms and breast? Whom do they represent? You remember I tell you, God gives a replica sometimes, but they're coming out with different truths. "The ram which thou sawest having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. And the rough goat is the king of whom? And the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king." Who was the first king of Greece? Alexander the Great. And you can remember how God, this ram went so swiftly that he didn't touch the ground. Did you know within 8 years he conquered the known world? He could conquer everybody, but he couldn't conquer himself. He died a drunkard at the age of 33. Friends, you can have strength, you can have might, you can have wisdom, and you can have power, but if you can't control yourself, you're weak. Then, friends, after that horn representing Napoleon Bonaparte was broken, four kingdoms came up in its stead. And this was God's way of revealing how within 22 years after the death of Alexander, his four leading generals divided his kingdom. Cassander, Lysimachus, Seleucus, and Ptolemy. These were the four generals, and Greece was divided into four divisions. Then out of Macedonia, he saw a little horn coming up out of one of those four horns, you see. Then Daniel heard that beast talk against God, He saw that little horn crush the people of God. He saw the little horn even fight against the Prince of Princes. But the Bible says he's going to be broken without hand. Now, whom does this power represent? Somebody said, well, what'd you say? Yes, it represented both papal and pagan Rome. Now, don't forget this, friends. Daniel 7 deals with papal Rome. But in Daniel 8, it's dealing with both papal and pagan Rome. In other words, from the beginning until the end. Now, how do you know? How do you know this represents Rome? That's the question. You certainly can't get it by reading the 8th chapter. And if you can, tell me where I can find it. Because I've looked and I can't find it. Is this just what historians say? Or does God's Word teach it? This is food for thought, isn't it? You know, a lot of things we just take for granted because we've heard it and been taught these things. But I want you to know that no place in the Old Testament will you find where Rome is ruling. And you might wonder why in this prophecy that Babylon isn't mentioned, because Babylon is about to be subdued by the Medes and Persians. That's why they're not in the 8th chapter. Is that clear? You see, friends, 68 years before that time, Babylon had destroyed Jerusalem. And Daniel was praying, wondering when God was going to restore the temple. And then when he heard the angel say, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. That's the 14th verse there. Then, friends, he began to wonder, have I been misleading the people? Have I been telling them there was just 70 years? And now it's going to be 2,300 years? Well, friends, he was troubled. Now, remember, I haven't shown you from the Bible how I know that this is Babylon, that this is Rome. I better do that, hadn't I? You like to have Bible, don't you? Well, in Luke 2, verse 1, now remember, we had Babylon. These are the four great powers. Of course, if you wanted to go back, you could say Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, pagan Rome, and papal Rome. Then you've got it down to T. But follow me here. And it came to pass in those days that there went a decree from Caesar Augustus that some of the world, that all the world should be taxed. Any power that can tax the whole world is the ruler of the world. Am I making it plain? And the reason why you don't find it, because, you see, Rome never started to come into existence until after they had defeated the Grecians. And to remember at the battle it was, I think, of Pydna in 168. And, of course, you see, you've got a silence there in the Bible. And you wouldn't find it, brother, sister. This is why you find that Rome is not found in the Old Testament by name, only in the New Testament. And Luke 2, verse 1 makes it known that in the days when Caesars were ruling, they ruled the world. In fact, they ruled the world at the time Jesus was born. Didn't they not? Yes. But follow me carefully, friends. While he was praying, the angel Gabriel came back again because Daniel didn't understand about the 2,300 days. And when he saw what Rome would do to Jesus Christ, the Prince of Princes, how he would persecute the people of God, it was just too much for him, and he fainted. So Daniel didn't have a privilege of telling him about the 2,300 days. Is this understandable? Follow me now. If that voice told Gabriel to make known the vision unto his servant Daniel, and he didn't tell him about the 2,300 days, what would you expect? Why, you say, Spirit, I would expect at some subsequent time for the angel Gabriel to come back and reveal the rest of the prophecy. That's just what happened.